Welcome to Power, Strength and Vulnerability, the Mental Health Podcast. It's time to make mental health a normal conversation with your host, Shane Kelton.
Welcome back to the podcast, guys, and I want to thank you all for your patience in listening. The podcast has been a little bit inconsistent of late. The last podcast with Dima did have a part three, but with some prior engagements with herself and her family and her health and her family's health and also my family, and with the passing of people in my family and people in hospital, we've had to sort of reschedule and bump and change and pivot. Words that people have probably come accustomed to in the last 2 years with life. And in that meantime, I've finalized and created a journal, which will be available in the next 2 weeks if people want to check it out at the website or Instagram. And in the journal, at the end, we have included it's a service, it's a website, it's with a person behind it, and I've got her on the podcast today. I have Zarina, who has created Radiates. Welcome.
Thank you, Shane, and hello everyone listening. I'm so excited to be to have the opportunity to be on the podcast with you, Shane, because Radiates has been something that I've been working on for a long time now. Obviously something I'm really, really passionate about. And I guess, you know, I'll try and explain to people listening what it is. So Radiates is an all-inclusive place encouraging people to reach out, connect and explore and elevate their wellness. It's an informative and helpful and useful, space that is beneficial to all. The aim is to, you know, help people unstuck themselves, for lack of a better word. And find their, 80-20 balance. I say 80-20 because it's not 50-50 in life, I don't think. So, if you can be good 80% of the time and do what works for you, and the other 20%, have fun and do your other things, and everyone's got their own, good and bad things that they consider are good and bad. So that's why I encourage everybody to find their own balance. Everyone's balance is different. It's basically a combination of ancient and modern health and wellness techniques. And it's combining your Western medicine with your alternative, I guess. So, yeah.
It's really exciting, and I completely forgot to go back onto the website before pressing record. I was like, how do I say what this is? And I was like, I'll leave it up to you because you put it so well, and you can tell, I can tell, and hopefully listener can tell how passionate you are about this, and it is something that, it's a relatively new thing. I'm just scrolling through here and there is 1, 2, 3, 4 practitioners, wellness providers. I want to use your words here. There's four wellness providers on there. And I guess my first question is, what, in terms of the wellness providers, you've said they're alternative and Western. What do the practitioners sort of look like on your website? How do you want that to come across? Why the practitioners you're picking for the people you're picking for?
Yeah, so, I guess it all basically started with, obviously myself and things that I've gone through in my health or life journey, mental, physical and all of those things. So, I did a lot of research myself in terms of finding help when I needed it, and trying a lot of different ways of, fixing a certain problem. What worked for me was finding those practitioners and, people and products and, that were holistic in their way. So, they consider everything from your, emotional state to your you know, spiritual state to your physical and your mental, rather than just, you know, going into one area like, oh, my leg hurts. Oh, okay, well, let's concentrate on that physical part. What's wrong with that? I actually ended up, you know, coming across providers and practitioners that were like, oh, your leg hurts. Oh, okay. Well, you know, what sort of, what's going on in your life at the moment? And, you know, I was taken back a couple of times going, what do you mean? What's that got anything to do with my leg?
Yeah.
And they would be like, well, you know, you've just like at, you know, what is there an emotional thing attached to, you know, why there's a pain in a certain area of your body? And, you know, at the start, I found that very weird. And I was like, I don't know if this is for me. But the more that I sort of got into it and the more that I listened and tried and was open to trying, you know, these ways that these practitioners are very passionate about themselves and they've worked for them, you know, that usually, you know, alternative medicine practitioners are very passionate about the area that they are in because it's worked for them, because they've used it themselves, and because they want to help others feel better too. And you can feel that, you can see it, and you can see the results. So as soon as I saw these results for me as well, I couldn't wait to help somebody else around me to recommend them to go there, because, you know, when you're pain-free and you're having the greatest time in your life and able-bodied and able to do, you know, things that you want to do, you know, play your sports and go out with your friends, go for a hike, like do anything and be full of energy and life. That's why I say, you know, find your zest for life on there, because it is that, you know, I found that in me, like I've always had it, and there's been a few setbacks here and there, you know, health wise or, you know, emotionally and things like that, that, you know, things happen in your life, but I've always been able to sort of come out on top and refine that and, you know, keep going. And that's thanks to being able to find help when I have been able to, with these practitioners. And, you know, that's sort of what will look like on Radiates, which is, you know, it's building up already. I've got a couple of people still in the background that might not be present on the website yet. I've got many, many contacts, and it's just expanding and evolving. But basically the people that I, you know, put on Radiates is usually somebody I've either gone to myself, that I really obviously trust and have had that experience with, or it's, you know, a recommendation from that practitioner, even themselves recommending another practitioner and so on. So it's very sort of tight knit and, you know, like they've been tried and tested, and, you know, I have a big conversation with them and make sure we're all on the same page and aligned in the way that they help people and what they can offer and what they can't. It's a very realistic approach as well. And, you know, there is never the other amazing thing about this is competition, you know, for the practitioners is not really a thing, because each person will be drawn to a certain practitioner, you know. So one person might work for me, but they might not work for you, but another might work for you, you know. You might you will gel with the person that will work for you. Sometimes it takes a little bit to find that person, but I'm, you know, trying to cut out that middle path of people trying to find them themselves and present them there, present the best sort of quality that I've found, and that people don't have to stress and worry about it, and they know that they're good. They're not going to just try and sell you products for the sake of it. They will actually fix your problem. And really care for, you know, helping you and trying to save your dollars and go about it the best practical way.
I love it. And you sort of touched on it earlier, and you touched on it then. You said before the different approaches work for different people, and then you just said it in a different way then, that what works for some might not work for others. It was essentially saying the same thing in a different way. And I hope that anyone that listens to this takes that key important message away, that not everything works for everyone. And that's why it's so important not to give up, as you didn't. And I'm sure we'll touch on that a little bit later on, more on your personal journey, and that'll establish how sort of why Radiates was created. But I think it's so, that's just such an important takeaway, that not everything works for everyone. And I think, like, from my personal experience, without going into too much detail today, I found out today that it's likely I'll probably have like Crohn's or ulceritis, whatever it is. So I've got to do the final testing for that. But for 3 or 4 years, I've gone to different specialists who have just said, you've just got adrenal fatigue. You've just got adrenal fatigue, or you just got a light gluten intolerance. And nothing they've sort of given me has worked. And I trust there's points where you do want to give up in those moments of pain and suffering. But I kept that driving force that I wanted to get better. And I found the doctor who basically turned around and said, I'll turn over everything I can to find a resolution for you. And that that resolution might be a management rather than a fix, but it's about finding that person that is open to, not experiment, but open to what is actually going on. And I think that's basically one of your values when you speak to these practitioners is that these people are open. They're not closed off to this is how it is. It's not a textbook. There's no guide. There is to an extent, but you've got to go outside that sometime. And I think that's a really important message. And I'm assuming from what you've said, that's one of the key values you look in.
Well, it is. Yeah, that's right. I want to make sure that the practitioners that I'm working with, that work with Radiates, that they actually, they care to get to the root cause of the problem. They care to take the time, and they care to look at the person and their body in a holistic sense, mind, body, soul, because it is all interrelated, and those practitioners that know are the ones that know and find the way for you. There are so many practitioners out there in, acupuncture, in naturopathy, in many of these modalities and fields and everything. And, I think a lot of people get discouraged because they might have gone to one and they haven't really received the right help or got an answer, or the practitioner hasn't been as passionate maybe, or they might not be as experienced or something, and they haven't really given that client their full time and attention and a follow up and wanting to follow that client through and make sure they get a resolution no matter what the problem, no matter how hard, no matter, I can't say there's not a lot out there, but I just, it's hard to come by the one that will actually follow your journey through to the point where you feel comfortable with your solution to the problem. And that's really important here, like for us. Yeah.
I thought about this, and I probably use this quite often. It's like when you're dating people, dating the dating pool, and you're trying to find that one person. You don't give up half the sort of one or two. You see it out until you find that person for you. And it's
right.
The reason you keep searching is because the people that you meet along the way aren't those ones that help you grow and move forward. It's exactly the same when you've got a wellness provider. You need someone that's going to be able to help you grow. And to be honest, this don't want to try and the dating scene as well. Sometimes the dating part of your life is only a short-term thing, and it's purposely a short-term thing because that's just what it is. And it's sometimes your therapist or your acupuncturist might be a short-term thing to get you to the next point in your life and so forth.
Yeah.
I guess I wanted to bring up another point as to what I'm hearing and what I know the Radiates is doing. And I love this, is that a lot of the practitioners you're working with will recommend you to other practitioners if they don't think they're the best practitioner for you.
100%, yes.
I think that's just such a... I mean, we talk about the ego off air quite a bit, but that's just taking your ego completely out. That's taking money out. That's taking that I want to fix this person out. That's I'm not the best person right. I don't think I'm the best person right now to fix this person, but I know this person or I know this person and whatever. And I think when that comes into it, I think people's businesses shine a lot more because they're true.
Yes.
but also you have a better reflection. If I'm, say, if I'm a therapist and I say, oh, I know someone that radiates who is better, then I am in this specific topic and I hand them over, I'm going to get a good review out of that because that's they're going to go, they didn't think I can, they could help me best. I could help you, but this person can probably help you better, or we will work as a team. And I think that's so important.
There's
what you're
elements
doing.
And parts, 100%. Well, our values, you know, for, you know, working with these practitioners or anybody, and in, just in general in life, like, you know, it's openness, it's authenticity, it's integrity. So, you know, these businesses that we pair with, that is what they embody as well. We look for them too anyway, before we onboard them. And, you know, and vulnerability as well. So, like, that goes for wellness seekers and wellness providers, you know. Obviously, that's what we're doing here. We're connecting the two. And we, when you want help, and you go and get it. This is the other thing that people, you know, might not be aware of because of that whole ego thing or just fear, is that when you want the help, you've got to be 100% honest with yourself, let alone the practitioner. So when you go in and they've asked you, what are your, you know, what's your issues? What are your symptoms? What is your lifestyle like? Do you take drugs? Do you, you know, not exercise? Do you, how do you eat? What's your, when they're asking you these questions, they're not asking you to judge you. They're asking you to help you. So it's like, if you're not going to be honest with them in those scenarios, and then you're not really, and also if they've said, oh, well, we recommend that you take this, or this is, you know, we recommend you take this practice at home, go and do, you know, some meditation, or go and make sure that you go to bed from, you know, 8 o'clock till 6 o'clock, because that's going to be better for your circadian rhythm or something like that. And if you're not doing those things, you're not implementing them, and you're coming back and they're checking in with you and going, so how was that? You know, have you started doing, implementing this solution? And you go, yeah. And then you come back out of it and go, oh, this is not working and I'm wasting my money. Well, of course you are, because you're not being your vulnerable self. You're not being honest and you're not being 100% open to, you know, doing and trying these things. So it goes all ways, you know, wellness seekers, wellness providers, and, you know, and this has all come from a place of experience and self sort of development and growth and knowing. So I never say it out of, you know, my own sort of like, oh, this is how people should be, but it's kind of like, no, this is the things I've gone through myself and realized and now encouraging and talking about, you know, because I think it's important.
And it brought up a valid point. I think I've spoken about this before on the podcast, is I had a friend who kept coming back to me, and I was like, have you got, all right, well, this is what I want you to go away and do. And I had a therapist who was doing the exact same thing. So I was reiterating what the therapist was saying. And they'd come back every couple of months just in badly depressed. And I was like, did you do this? And they're like, oh, no, I didn't get time. And it's like, well, if you don't start prioritizing these things, you are wasting your time going to see any professional or even to talk about it, because there is obviously the healing element to it. There's the guidance. But in essence, you actually need to put in the practice, whatever that practice might be. And that's where it's a really good what you just said, and just where the website's headed, is that the wellness providers and wellness seekers are all going to be have to be really open to the experience they're going to have, because the experience isn't, and this is from experience from probably both of us, it isn't always fun.
No.
It's an up and down roller coaster, and I think from experience we're probably both been that person who's gone and seen a specialist and then done nothing that they told us to do. And I do find it funny, because you like look back and you're like, oh my God, no wonder I was a mess for that extra 2 years of my life, because I wasn't doing anything. I was listening. I was just talk, and then just walking away and not doing anything. So it's a really important facet that what your project radiates is doing. Next question I've got for you is what's in it for the practitioner?
What's in it for them? So, yeah. I'm as passionate as I am about helping the wellness seeker, I'm super, you know, equally as passionate about helping the practitioners because, you know, it's an area that, you know, I have high interest in myself. It was basically like a hobby to me, really, like growing up through high school and onwards. Even, at, you know, when I was in my corporate life, I would sit there at my desk and, you know, any spare minute that I had or lunch times or things like that, I was always helping the people around me from the research that I had done myself. And I used to get, you know, people joking with me going, are you sure you're in the right industry? You know, the wellness provider, they, like I said, at sort of at the start, I mentioned they're in like their field because obviously they have gone through something themselves, that where they've then gone and taken that modality or, you know, field and implemented in their life. It's worked for them. They've got better. And then they've gone, I'm so passionate about this because it's worked. And then they've gone and learnt, you know, that way and become the practitioner that they are and then continuously helped people, you know, for many years and continue to stay passionate. So my job, you know, and my passion here is to help them to, you know, come to light and come to life with a lot more people than they already are, you know. Yes. A lot of these practitioners are, you know, quite popular and busy, but not many people that I know them, you know, and so on, you know, and groups of people around me. It's only those people who are known in this, you know, who are open in these areas who have maybe grown up with it or are lucky and fortunate to have family that is quite into it or something like that, that then they find these practitioners. So, and these practitioners, because they're so passionate about what they do, most of the time they are practicing, and when they're not practicing, they're learning, and when they're not learning, well, then they've got family time and, you know, living their own life. They don't generally have the time or the capacity or the knowledge or open to advertising themselves on social media because A, it's another piece of work that is a job in itself for one person at least. and B, they might not have the time or money to invest in it. You know, if they websites cost a lot to run, they, you know, take a lot of time. You've got to constantly be updating it, you know, and then Instagram posts, you know, people think that they're quite, you know, easy, but, you know, it's really not. A lot of thought goes into the captions. A lot of thought goes into the pictures that are shared and information. And these practitioners are so, you know, in depth with what they do in terms of, you know, the way they speak about things. And, you know, Radiates is here to sort of be able to translate and transmute that information that is complex into layman's terms, you know, because I really, you know, I love learning the in-depth of the whys and the hows and the whats with everything holistic health and wellness. Yeah. So, and my brain can soak that up quite quickly, and then, you know, I'm able to translate that to myself in layman's terms and understand why what's happening, you know, what happens or why you should do this and not that and all those things. So then I'm able to sort of translate that to even in a lesser sense to the audience that is there that might not know anything about holistic health, might not be open to it because they've thought it's this witchy woo-woo thing that, you know, doesn't work and you've got to be a hippie to be in it when really, you know, anyone can and should delve into it to try and help themselves. Because if there's a will, there's a way. And if you've been struggling with, you know, your health and gone to all of these, you know, doctors that are just general GPs or specialists, and it, you still don't have an answer, or you still are in some sort of pain, or you're just taking medication to mask an issue and then, you know, potentially ending up causing other more issues,
yeah.
And more, so you're not doing yourself any favors, then this, you know, this is why the holistic and alternative providers are here for. And that's basically what's in it for them. You know, it's that exposure to a much greater audience of people that they may never be able to reach on their own because of logistics and, you know, time and money and, yeah, all of these things. And you know, age groups too. Like I, you know, Radiates is here to be in all-inclusive to everybody. So male, female, you know, children, adults, elders, you know, anyone, because everyone can benefit from these things. And I think that a lot of platforms out there, there, again, probably isn't many like Radiates, but similar ones probably have one element of it, like a practitioner side, maybe like a directory, for example. But it's a lot to sift through. And then, you know, and it's not really advertised in the tone of that directory. It's more advertised in the tone of what you're advertising it as. But, you know, sometimes what you, how you represent yourself and how you advertise yourself can be, I could word it differently, and you know, the message can be then better maybe understood, or you know, what words work for one person might not work for another. You know, I guess yeah, the way you sell yourself will be different to the way I could, and it's just a different approach and way. And we can include both. You know, we can include your words, my words, and you know, I always love when I talk about Radiates, but then I love to hear other people talk about it and how they, what their interpretation of it is as well.
It's funny, yeah, and people, other people's interpretations are different because of our values, beliefs, what we've seen in life, and it's important to have those different perspectives, but also the understanding that someone might come onto your website and be like, oh, well, 10 of those things I've tried before, but there's this other one that I'm going to try, and have that openness to that. So,
yeah.
And it's funny you talk about not being able to find that person that can help you. And I had a lot of mental health issues. I'd sort of gone up and down, and I came up and down and down again. And a mate said, why don't you go to the Centre for Healing? So shout out to them. And I was like, never heard of him. He's like, the guy's from our area. I was like, well, how am I meant to know? Like, and whatever. And they were big. Like, they are actually quite big for what they do. And he's like, oh, reach out to him. And I did. And that was how that Ryan led me on to Nick at MindFit. That's why I think, and
domino effect.
Yeah. And you talked about how a lot of directories out there, and I was looking at creating a directory, which listeners might know, but I wasn't any good at it, like Zarina is, so that's fine.
Oh, stop.
No. We all have our strengths. I'm open to that. I wasn't probably settled in as much as I needed to be, but it was more around the fact having that directory there, that what you've got here is going to allow people to find those people they couldn't find before. So sitting in your lounge room, you can scroll through and you look through, and you've got every psychologist known to mankind in the directory, but there's nothing about them. There's got what they specialize in, but that's not enough either, because that's still, because I might be a 33-year-old male who they specialise in, but I'm the sensitive soul who is completely different to a typical 33-year-old male.
Yeah.
So they can be very broad, whereas what you've got on your website and the blogs and the stuff from the providers and from yourself is that who are they actually really working with?
Yeah.
And if people really want that help, they're going to actually read that and go, that actually suits me, which is going to help another problem, which is the wellness providers are going to get the clients who want to be there. And
yeah.
That can be quite a hard thing for any wellness provider, whether it be mental, physical, or nutritional, is you get people who don't actually want to be there. And that's problematic for everyone, because the seeker will probably leave a bad review, which is not accurate on what's actually going on. And then, you know, there's all kinds of issues around that. So I think what you're doing really will put a dent in that problem within society, because I don't think it's going to solve the problem.
Thanks.
I hope it does, but it'll put a huge dent in that problem, which I know is there. And the other thing you mentioned, and I love this story, a mate of mine who, because you talk about the woo-woo and the hippie type stuff, and my mate was so against anything like that. He's just, nah. He had a son who's, you know, went through the terrible twos.
Yeah.
And him and his wife took the son to the naturopath, and they did all the testing, and the mum went through it all as well. And they looked at their son's diet, a two-year-old's diet, and they took out three or four foods. Since then, he basically hasn't been angry. Like, he hasn't had those tantrums.
Isn't that so amazing?
Yeah, and he's like, I never believed in it, but he's like, there's something in it.
Now I do. You know what, though? And that's exactly why I'm, you know, like, why Radiates is created, because there is this going a holistic route and going an alternative way is far more satisfying and, you know, worth the money and the time that you invest and the emotional, no matter where you're going, like, to, are you going to a general GP or you're going to, you know, a naturopath, you're going to have, like, with your emotional experience with it, right? So, but when you go an alternative and a holistic route way, they've gone and found the root cause of the problem, and they've gone and helped you to fix that or to manage it in a better way. And therefore, your long-term health is going to be improved. You're going to have a better quality life. You're going to have a, you know, hopefully a longer life and feel better and do more things and be more capable than you are if you just were to, like, for example, if they took, you know, him somewhere else and, you know, they just said, oh, he's just a two-year-old, he's going through his terrible twos. And the family would then have to suffer with, you know, a child that actually, or not suffer, but that sounds bad, but, you know, the child themselves, that's obviously not a nice space for them to be in. They're suffering as well. So, you know, there is a solution. And when you're told there's not, well, that's the problem. When you're told there's no solution, alarm bells, that's red flag, you know, because look at how better this family now is off with, and the child himself, when they've just eliminated a couple of things, had, you know, great advice. And how amazing is that? Like, that they don't have to worry about their child being in pain and suffering, you know, with anger issues and things like that. And they don't have to, as parents, you know, they can relax. They don't have to be stressed. It's a stressful situation. And there is no, you know, rule book and guide and things like that. But I guess, you know, with alternative medicine, it's just amazing because there is always a way, you know, if there is the will. So, and you've got to be, you know, consistent. You've got to be determined. You've got to be all these things. And I think a lot of the times out there, there is places like this, but aimed at women, for example, or aimed at, most of them I've noticed actually have been aimed at one gender. And I find that quite interesting because then, you know, men already, I think in a way, suffer or too scared to, you know, be vulnerable and come forward with their feelings and emotions. And, you know, if there's something wrong, you generally just go, oh, I'll be right. Like, you know, I'll be tough and don't worry, I've got a broken finger, but I'll just leave it for a week and then check in on that, you know, whereas women are generally, you know, tend to go, oh my goodness, and freak out and maybe over dramatize an issue or something like that. So, but they are generally the ones that will go seek help. Men don't seek it, I feel, as much, which is sad. And I feel that they, you know, might need somebody to tell them, you know, well, this is an issue that you could go to this place for. And again, you know, Radiates cuts out that middle man and the thinking and, you know, or not thinking and just presenting, you know, oh, well, you could be, your health, your mental or physical health could be much better off if you tried this, you know? And I think that's why, again, I encourage everybody and that it's an inclusive place for everybody, because I want everyone to come out of their shells more and be accepting and inclusive of, you know, getting the help, but also accepting and inclusive of the alternative way.
And that brings me into my next question, which is really great. You've actually, I've written down questions as we've gone and then you've answered them. Like, I didn't even need to ask it. And then the next one, I guess, is, so I'm a client and I don't want to pigeonhole myself as a male here, but a client who just comes onto your website and wants to access, gone through the website and has accessed one or two people that they want to go to see, how do they go about seeing that person, or how do they go about contacting you? Because these are barriers people will try and throw up. Oh, it's too hard. I can't get in contact. Oh, they're busy. They're sold out. They're all that kind of crap, which is just an excuse to. And when I say excuse, it's not a judgment. It's an excuse I've used as well to put something off. And
of course, same.
How do they do that?
Well, it's a great thing that you say that, because again, I just one thing that came to mind quickly was when I said there's really no competition with the providers, because each person will be, you know, drawn to a certain, you know, connect with one practitioner over another, even if they're in the same area of you know, expertise. But also if one practitioner is quite busy and, you know, backed up, at least there's another one there that you can try in the meantime, you know, that you might have not considered, but they are great as well. You might think, oh, but I want to go see this one. I look like I'd connect more with them, but you're quite desperate to get the help. So you'll go to another one that's trusted, and then you might be surprised, or you might, you know, they might help you in one way and then you'll go back to the other one. Like, you know, you can sort of spread yourself around. But the way people can go about it is, I generally have a, you know, special offer with these providers. So, and it's an exclusive one to Radiates. So, you know, they can contact Radiates first to receive the offer and also to have a chat. So you can either receive your offer and, you know, off you go on your merry way, contacting that practitioner yourself and booking in a time, whether it's over the phone or, you know, if in their calendar, because each, you know, person will have a different setup. But if you actually want a little bit more of a personalized, you know, approach or way of dealing with it, or you think that, I think I need a naturopath, but I'm not sure, you know, I might need somebody else, I wonder, you know, I've never done this or never started, then Radiates is here as well. Like, I'm here to have a chat with that person that is interested in booking a session in with somebody. They can tell me what their issue was, you know, or is, and I can help direct them in the right way. I can book the appointment for them. I can, you know, chat to the provider on their behalf to their, you know, and all these things. So that's when it becomes a tailored approach as well. So it's really up to the person and the client, because, you know, some people are quite private and, you know, it's already a big step for them to come on to Radiates and have a look and admit that they need the help and the problem and, you know, all these things. Because when you admit that you need help, you are accepting and admitting that there's a problem there and an issue. And so, you know, that might be overwhelming for, you know, a certain person, and it might be enough for them to just do it themselves privately and quietly. And, you know, again, they can type in their details just to receive that offer, and everything else is quite private. But other people are quite open to, you know, having a, like myself, for example, I'm a very open person, and I'll have a chat to anybody who I feel like I can trust. And so if you're that kind of person and more inclined that way, then it's great, because I would love to follow the journey. There are some people that are quite, you know, shy, and they just want to do this thing sort of quite privately, and or are happy to just do it on their own, or, you know, being super independent about it. So they can just go onto the Radiates website, and there's a little quick form to fill out, just your name, last name, the area that you're, you know, wanting help in. And yeah, you can get like a little sort of coupon or like a special offer and a special deal that it's exclusive from that provider to Radiates. So some sort of, I guess, relief or discount that you will get. So that's how we help, and that's how you go about it. And then you will go ahead and make a booking with that provider yourself, whether it's on the phone or on through their booking system, because everyone obviously has a different way. And then I said the second way you can do it is a little bit more of a tailored approach, where you can reach out to, you know, through Radiates again, and you can sort of ask if you are going in the right direction for yourself. So, you know, you might go, oh, I think I want a naturopath, but actually, is that the best way to go about the solving the issue for my problem? And that's where we can have a bit of an in-depth discussion about what's going on, and how we could sort of best approach, you know, where you start first, because you might need to visit a couple people. But I, you know, may be able to suggest which one you could go with first, so that it's not overwhelming, you know, because sometimes, yeah, there is a lot of areas to attend to, and we'll figure out your, I guess, a tailored way, wellness plan for you. And then, you know, I will be happy to continue to check in and those kinds of things where you feel like you've really got a one-on-one personal approach. But I guess that's not for everybody. So it's just an option as well.
It all sounds amazing, you know, but I already knew that because I was spoken about in depth before.
Oh, thanks, Shane. too kind.
Honest. I'm more honest than kind. I want to now touch on why Radiates. You know, why did Zarina want to do this? Because it is a big task. It's a big job to get what you've done already up on a platform that's going to help others, and to continue driving this forward, it's going to be quite challenging at times, but it's going to be also very rewarding. Now, whenever there's a challenge like this, we don't do it if we don't believe in it. So why Zarina, what's happened in Zarina's life that makes you want to help others so significantly?
Yeah. Look, I guess, like I said, I'm quite an honest person and open, and I've always sort of been that way towards myself and the people around me. So when I've, you know, was faced with a couple physical issues, you know, mental issues, relationship issues, like, you know, personal, private, work related, I feel like I have gone through a couple things that each time I've gone and reached out to a holistic provider. So, you know, not straight away, maybe. I've always tried to go, you know, not always, but I've gone the Western way, you know, like if there's been a physical issue, okay, go to the doctor and get some blood tests and see what's going on. So I guess starting off with maybe being in some sort of physical pain, you know, I was diagnosed with like PCOS when I was maybe 19, I think, or 20.
Do you want to say what that is for people that don't know?
Yeah, so PCOS stands for polycystic ovary syndrome. And but then they said to me, no, it's actually yours is not PCOS because you don't have the syndrome part to it. Yours is more of an appearance, because the syndrome part would be all the symptoms behind it, sort of like, you know, weight gain and hair loss and acne and all these things that I didn't appear to have. So the only way they sort of tried to diagnose me with it was by the appearance of it in, you know, some scans that were done and, you know, the other sort of symptoms with, you know, like periods or skipping them or whatever. And then, you know, then the other thing was a blood test that you could do, like was it hormonal? Yeah, like, and they, you know, can see an increased hormones in your male hormones, basically. I think it was in androgens. There's a couple different ones. So yeah, a slight increase, and, you know, the other symptoms that I was experiencing, they were like, yep, that's the issue. That's what you have. And it is what it is. And, you know, I was kind of like, okay, what is this? What does this mean? It was kind of freaky hearing all these things. Like, you know, you've got too many, little, you know, cysts on your ovaries and things like that. And it was freaking me out, and I didn't know what was wrong and why I had this. And, you know, so I spoke to these doctors, and they really couldn't give me much of an answer. They said, look, there hasn't been much research done in this area. We don't really, you know, we don't know what to tell you, because normally what we would say to a person with this type of thing was, go and lose some weight. And here's a way that you can lose weight. But really, you're looking at you, there's no weight to lose. You're telling us about your diet and it seems healthy. Like, they're like, yeah, you're eating a healthy diet. And, you know, they go, I don't know what to say apart from print it out like a 20 leaf, you know, handbook to me and gone, okay, well, this is about it. So have a read. Also, by the way, you probably won't be able to have children. Your chances of having children are very, very slim. And I've gone, oh, like, just shocked. And it was kind of like, okay, great to see you. Goodbye. And that was it. That was where my life was at. And I sort of went to another practitioner, you know, obviously being so distraught, and, you know, like, who at 19, 20 wants to be told, oh, you probably won't be able to have children, so have a nice life, you know?
Yeah, there was no emotional follow-up support, even nothing. Sorry, we do have to cut this short, but can you come back another time just so we can chat about this? Which then adds more stress onto your body, which is going... Yep. Or has, or whatever, these issues. So it's just,
that's, it impacts that's it and yeah. makes it worse 100%. And you know, and I had no idea, you know, I was crying for many days and thinking and feeling helpless and feeling very depressed, because I was like, oh, what does my future look like? I've never even thought about at that point, you know, having children. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, that's been stripped away from me. Now I really want it. Like, I don't, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know. Like, it's the privilege that we all have, not all, but, you know, most of us women, you know, have, and it's kind of like to then be stripped away from you to even have a think about. So anyway, not going too deeply into that, but I went into see another doctor, and, you know, that's when we did a little bit more testing, like as in hormones tests, and then was just told, well, you know, you've got an increased, you know, male hormone count in your androgens, so, you know, we're just going to put you on this pill. And that'll help the pain, and it'll help to balance out your hormones, which is a load of, it's not really, it's not true now that I know, but back then I didn't know. And I thought, okay, so I tried this pill, and it was a very, very high dose, and my body at the time, so even though I'd been going to doctors my, you know, not my whole life, but if there was an issue, you'd go to a doctor. So, or I had lots of natural health remedies at home, which I'm very lucky about, you know, being in, you know, herbal side of things and always drinking herbal teas and having other sort of ancient folklore ways of fixing an issue, which is amazing. But when there was something that we felt like we couldn't fix, go to the doctor and listen to what they say. But I stayed away throughout sort of high school. I just naturally and intuitively didn't really want to take any medication. So I'd never really take a Panadol or this or that, or I'd always push through the pain and have my immune system just ride it out, whatever it was, unless it was super terrible. So when she gave me this pill, I was like, oh my goodness, this is very strong for me and my body. And I struggled for like the 2 months that I was taking it. I started to get migraines. I was getting other symptoms. I was feeling dizzy. I was feeling ill, like I wanted to vomit. And I was like, this is not okay. So I went and saw another doctor in the same practice, but only because she was busy that I'd, you know, gone next door to the other room. And he goes, oh, so what's been going on? And I told him about this thing. And he looked up my test results and looked up what I was taking. And he goes, and then my other medical history. And he goes, who on earth put you on this? And I said, what do you mean? The person next door to your office. And he goes, I said, you know, that person's a specialist in this area. Like, you know, she delivered babies and all these things. And he goes, wow. Okay. I'm just going to say, cut this right now. Do not take this medication. This medication is not okay for you and your body and the other medical history that you've had to be taking. So you should not be taking this. Hence probably why now you're experiencing, you know, these symptoms as well. So he goes, don't take it. And then he goes, also, you know, I'm looking at your results and there doesn't seem to be any discrepancies in this, you know, test of your hormones being imbalanced. It looks okay to me. And I said, what do you mean it looks okay? Like, she said specifically there was a number that was out. So which number is that, you know? And then it started to really make me, and he kept saying there is nothing wrong with your hormone imbalance here. And I started to think, who's telling the truth here? Yeah. What is going on? I was very confused because I'm like, okay, do I even have this, what they're talking about, like PCOS thing or not? Was I, you know, wasting my time taking this medication? And now I've got these other symptoms. I had migraines for the next year or two, which was terrible. I never had that until then. So obviously it took a bit out of my system to flush out all of the stuff I was taking, and you know, so anyway, I sort of realized that that's when I needed to go an alternative path, because I hadn't had answers here. I was still in pain. I even went to another specialist who also was then trying to convince me, you're not in pain due to this issue. It probably is another issue, such as endometriosis. And I was like, no, I do not have that. I know for a fact I don't have that, and I don't need you to convince me of that. I don't need to go get tested. I don't have those symptoms. But the fact that he said to me, you are not in pain due to this, was kind of upsetting too, because I thought, well, then why am I in pain? What is wrong with me? Why am I experiencing these symptoms? So I sort of left that and, found an acupuncturist. And they were the best thing that I tried and experienced, you know. It was just like seeing them for about 4 months. I was honestly, since then, and I'm just going to touch wood now, but no problems. Like, everything is regular. My hormones feel great. You know, before when they were saying they're imbalanced and then they're like, no, it's not, or yes, it is. I don't know what was true and what wasn't, but I feel amazing. You know, I don't have any skin issues. Not that I really did much back then anyway. The pain is gone. And, you know, this was all thanks to acupuncture treatments and some herbs, you know, that they passed on to have as well to balance out those things that were wrong. And so I basically went from hopeless and you know, can't have children and you just have to accept this pain and mask it with drugs and then experience other severe bad health issues and symptoms like, you know, migraines, to oh my God, I'm cured and I'm fixed and I just sort of have no issues and I can, you know, if you're being regular cycles, that obviously means you can have children. So, yeah. You know, all these amazing things. And the main part for me was not being in pain because I was in debilitating pain. I would be at work or out somewhere and I had to go home. Like, and I couldn't even drive myself home because that's how much pain I was in, excruciating. So it was just crazy to then go from that to all of a sudden never experiencing any pain. And I've just almost forgotten and blocked that part of my life out because I've been better more than I've been sick because I got onto the issue quick and, you know, tried and tried and obviously got knocked back a few times and tried a few different things. But I tried something that really worked for me and I'm so grateful. You know, I combined it with, you know, naturopathy and nutrition. And it's funny as well when the GP said to me, oh, your nutrition is fine, to then seeing a naturopath and seeing a, you know, Chinese herbal medicine person to then tell me, actually, your diet can improve for the type of body that you have and for the type of blood type that you have and for the type of, you know, all these other things that go behind the scenes that we don't think about and that we're not exposed to in general day-to-day life, I guess, that they consider. And then they go, actually, this is the improvements you could make and implement. And it was just, you know, little things, but little things equated to big outcomes. So it was just amazing.
Yeah, it's so true. And I'm just thinking now, like doctors are important, and but so so is having a team around those doctors. And because doctors, a lot of what they do is from the textbooks, and they can't they can't actually do anything outside of that legally. They will they will legally get in trouble.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's really important. I know you know this, but it's really important that people don't blame doctors or psychologists even, because psychologists are the same. They are, they have to do what they've been taught, and it's not the hippie type stuff, which is through a different form of study. They have to do what they've been taught, and it's so it is important that you do have those people, the doctors and the psychologists.
100%. Yeah,
you gotta. It's for you to have a team of people, and you don't want to have 40 or 50 people. Like it's important you have. Yeah, you have your 2 or 3. Like I've got obviously at my doctor, I've got my therapist, and then I've floated in and out of other things as well. But we'll look at sort of recreating that team because I've moved here. So it's finding that team that, you know, is able to help you, as you said, not be in pain and live a quality of life, because a lot of these things can't be fixed or healed, but a lot can, but a lot of them can be managed. And that's living without pain is, and I'm not just talking physical pain, we're talking emotional pain and every other pain there is you can change that. And I think you shouldn't ever give up on that. It's very important not to get consumed by fixing it, but also keep driving yourself forward. And because I'm thinking of right now, I'm thinking of people who are extremely sick who might have had cancer or have got severe diabetes or whatever, which comes with pain, but you can look to completely heal. There's nothing wrong with that. But the reality, you've got to also understand the reality is sometimes it's just about managing the pain and the symptoms so you have a quality of life, which is much better.
And I have, you know, since then I've really gone and found other doctors that have helped me and that they now work with the holistic side. You know, that's what's really exciting and important to me as well. When I now see a doctor, which is great, I've got one that I regularly see. But you know, she actually herself uses alternative ways too when they're called for, and it's just amazing because you know she understands when I went to a different doctor, for example, that didn't really know what I'm like or, you know, that I'm open to these other ways, or maybe they're not. And, you know, they might go, oh, well, you've got a headache, here's a Panadol. Whereas she'll be like, oh, you've got a headache, oh, no worries. You know, I suggest maybe let's just run a quick blood test, but we'll also send you to go and see that acupuncturist that you were seeing and get a treatment quickly from her, and you should be fine. And if you don't feel better and different, then come back to me and let me know. And they communicate amongst each other as well. Yeah. So that's the amazing thing, like you said, that's why I'm saying, you know, radiates to integrates both, because yes, both are important and both have their time and their place. And it's great to try and cover all your bases for sure.
It's fantastic because it's that, again, it's comes back to that openness of, and that openness comes from vulnerability of saying, I don't have the answers for you, but this person might.
And that's right.
If a doctor or anyone can do that, that's really important. It's not just with health as well. It's also with life in general.
Yes.
Example, I don't know how to fix my car, so I go and seek a specialist who fixes cars.
Yeah.
I can put oil in. I can do petrol. I can do water. But there's things I can't do. So
that's right.
When you get to that point where you can't do anything, you outsource that. And it's the same with our everything that comes with that. It's physical and mental. When there is an issue and we can't resolve that ourselves because of knowledge, because of expertise, because of just clear ignorance, incompetence, mediocrity, whatever it might be, that's when you put your hand up and say, need help.
Yeah, well, I'm going to give MindFit a shout out here then, because on that topic, because that was sort of, when I spoke about, I've had a few things obviously that I've gone through in my life, as we all do, physical, mental, emotional, and with the emotional side of things and mental side of things. So, you know, I've always been, I guess, sort of, you know, self-help type person. And if there's an issue, I'm a problem solver. So I just go in fix it mode.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to, you know, have my uncle recommend me some books to read, and they all happened to sort of be some sort of self-help books, you know, including, you know, The Law of Attraction and all of these, The Secret and, The Man I Thinketh and all of these types of books that I probably at the time where I was in my life, studying uni and all that kind of stuff, I was already concentrating on learning so many other things. I wasn't really thinking about these types of books like your self-help. And I sort of, always trust his opinion and advice. So I was like, oh yeah, like I'll have a read. Like, why not? Just something else to do while I'm on the train or something like that. So I read through all these books and it was amazing how much it really made me think and change my mind about a lot of things in life. You know, for example, like if somebody's in, you're driving in your car and there's lots of traffic or someone's driving really slow in front of you. And then generally our first response is to beep and be like, oh, come on, and shout and swear and, you know, like carry on. And that's our first response. And it, they went in to explain about how our brain works and which part of our brain actually that elicits that, you know, reaction, you know. Yeah. And we're so, as human beings these days in the world that we live in, we just react all the time. And it's just, you know, we're on our fight flight sort of mode. And I thought about myself and it made me look at the way I am and my actions and really questioned the psychology behind it. And I was sort of like, yeah, maybe I need to start being a little bit more considerate and compassionate and think about the person in the car in front of you is maybe not being slow because, or not maybe, usually people are not being slow to get at you. No one cares about you. They're not thinking, oh, that's it, I just want to, you know, piss this person off. Or, you know, they're thinking there's something wrong. You know, maybe they've got somebody in their car that is sick and they're driving them to the hospital and they're just being very slow and cautious. Or, you know, maybe they're experiencing sickness themselves behind the wheel and there's something wrong. Think of a way and be a bit more compassionate and don't react. So I went through all these things myself, you know, learning to respond rather than react and learning how to attract the life that you want to live and manifestation and, you know, being a kind person. And obviously we all know about these things, but it's just interesting when you read it and the psychology behind it and all that stuff, and then implementing it in your own life. So with work as well, like, you know, in workplaces, at home, with the people around you. And it was quite interesting, the timing of this, you know, advice that I was given from my uncle to read these books, because not long after, I ended up going through a severe breakup. And it was, I feel those books and reading that and changing my mindset at before that, that event happened, I was able to really better manage that breakup, like, and get through it easier and better. Like, it was really, really hard, but I really think that if I didn't have those tools, I don't know how I would have sort of got through that as best as I did at the time with everything I had going on as well, you know, including that. So anyway, years went on and I've, you know, lived my life in, you know, always positivity and looking at, you know, the bright side of things and whatever, and always searching for how else to improve myself. But I got at this, some stage in sort of a bit of a rut, and I had noticed some, you know, fears popping up or some, you know, resistance and all these things. And I didn't know where else to go and what to do. I was like, I feel like I've read every book that I could in this area. And I feel like I follow the right pages on Instagram as inspiration and all of that stuff and learning. I don't know what else to do. And, you know, I speak to these practitioners and, you know, a practitioner said to me, well, I have a great psychologist, like, you know, psychologist friend that you could go and visit. Why don't you go and see him? And I thought, okay, I tried to book in with him and the booking just never really ended up working out. And then in the meantime, I ended up just coming across MindFit, and which was amazing, because when I went in to see Nick and you guys and everything that I ended up, you know, like having that in, from having the initial chat with him to then learning about what I'm going to learn and how you can help me, and then going through that experience and doing it and doing the work. Yeah, I just, it's just so amazing that, yeah, you, if there's like a will, there's a way, and getting through that other end and getting that help that you need, you know, that you might have not considered before. Because I had never really heard of this, you know, clinical hypnotherapy and cognitive retraining and all of these things. And then, you know, I thought, well, I want to go see a psychologist. Why do I need this stuff? Like, what is this stuff? But then I tried it and it was just so amazing and even more life-changing and even more like, you know, I thought, like I said, I was so fine, but I just needed that little bit extra to reinstate, reconfirm, look at it a different way, hear it in a different way, learn it in a, it's just...
It's like, it's brilliant what you're saying, because it rings the bell for so many people I've met on the journey who have more knowledge than me, have read more books than me, have done more self-help books than me, but can't live that lifestyle because they don't know how to turn that knowledge into wisdom. And essentially, because you had all the knowledge, and it was funny. I remember Nick and I speaking one day and going, wow, like she just knows what she's talking about. But there was this, you just needed to sort of just start living it.
Yeah.
And you did really rapidly. And that was probably because you had before, previous to this. But when you get in that funk, you just sink back to that level that you is comfortable, I guess. But it's not just you. I know, speaking to many therapists, that this is quite common, that people will walk in with more knowledge than what the therapist will have. They just don't know how to actually implement that or live that lifestyle. And I think that's probably one of the amazing things that you've done personally, but also what is coming through in Radiates, is that you're not, and none of these therapists are, or the specialists are, everything. But yep. And because there might be people out there who know more and have done more, but
right.
these specialists will be able to get the best out of you. And I know yes. for a fact, to be honest, most specialists should see their own specialist as well, just
yeah.
to get on top of their own stuff.
Yep.
I'm a big believer in that as well, because when we're in our own stuff, we can't see what's really going on. And that's
100%.
And that's where a lot of you had all this knowledge ready going for you. And it's so common. It is honestly so common. Like, people listening are probably like, oh, I know it all. I've read it all, but I'm still yeah. not happy. And it's like, yeah, because you're not living it. You're not
yeah.
breathing it. You're not actioning it. And the problem is people sometimes just don't know how to do that.
Or like what I said, you know, you sort of hear it and you implement these things, and then all of a sudden, and it helps a certain situation and it helps you for a little bit, for a few months, for a few years, but then something else, you know, life happens and other things happen along the way. And then all of a sudden you keep getting bogged down and bogged down and bogged down. And then you kind of go, what, I know all these things, but like, how do I, like you said, like re-implement it? What is wrong with me? Why am I so upset? Why am I so depressed? And then you just need somebody else. Yeah. Like you said, like even being a practitioner and knowing these things and living and breathing it, sometimes you can get overwhelmed with, you know, everyone else's problems, or drained and overworked and your own problems and things like that. And then you sort of just need somebody to rejig you and help you to reinstate and embody all of these things in your life that you already know, like you say, deep down, but you just sort of need a hand and open up your eyes a little bit and just have things said and done in a different way, I think yeah. really helps. Like even the exercise you and I did at MindFit was amazing. Yeah. Like that, I don't know what you call it, but it was like one where you walk from one side of the wall to the
slow
other.
Slow walk.
Yeah. And that was a challenge. It was an interesting thing to do. And I didn't know what I was doing at the time. And I remember on that walk, you know, I kept thinking, what is the purpose of this? Like, what am I doing? And, you know, and I just want to get to the other side of the wall, and all these things were going through my head. But it was amazing, the like epiphany that I had in that moment, or sort of we had, where I was like, you asked me, you know, what's on your mind and what are you thinking now, or what's going on? You stopped me at certain points. And I said, oh, I'm just feeling really grateful that I am able-bodied and can, and I normally do feel that way anyway, but just yeah. in that moment, I was just like, I feel like super, super grateful for being able-bodied and not having any issues. I've got all my limbs. I've got, you know, I can walk, I can talk, I can, like, this is amazing. And somebody to be that doesn't have the capacity to, you know, use their brain properly, or their brain doesn't function properly to actually walk, and they're learning to walk or relearning to walk after an accident. And I thought, I'm so lucky and grateful to not be in that position, you know, and bringing in that gratitude sometimes also helps to rejig your mindset and help yourself. So like, you know, I'm sick, but I'm not doing anything about it, but I'm going to complain and be upset and be depressed and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, hang on a minute, you're so able to then go and help yourself. And there's somebody who's worse off, like a cancer patient or somebody, and, you know, or they've been born with a certain issue and disease that is much more strugglesome, and they can't personally go get help. They need somebody to help them get help. And you're sitting there happy to be miserable when you could live an even better life. Like, it's a shame to go and waste that.
That experience for you is your experience, and everyone's experience is different, but it's all very valid. And what I got through that, what you were just saying, was that you just became present. You were just
yeah.
in your own body and
yeah.
what you were able to do. And that's in essence what that task is to do, is in slow walking, is to bring someone back to the present. And whether that end up being in gratitude or just someone being able to be calm and present, or calm is probably the main one that we hear. Content is another one, because we do. And as you said, at the start of the slow walk, you'll just, I just want to get to the other side. It's looking into the future. It's like, anxiety. And then when you're in that slow walk as well, you can then drift back to like, oh, what's happened in my life that makes me get to here? So in essence, eventually you just become present and grateful and mindful. And that's exactly what everyone in the end will fit into one of those categories. And that's what you did. And it is amazing to actually witness it, and everyone should do it. And I spoke to Nick, who ran it for a group last week, and they were business people, and they were like, nah, this is waste of time. And then after 15 minutes, they were just all calm and just present, and their minds weren't running. And I think for so many listeners, our minds just run and run, and that's tiring. And especially when you're in pain, it just becomes even worse. So it's these tasks that you were talking about, and it can be any meditation, it can be any type of mindfulness activity, in essence just allows you to be present.
That's
where you
right.
are, what you are doing now, and nothing else matters. And there's small techniques, there's big techniques, and they're all important on the journey, as you would know. My next question, and probably the last question today, is, you know, a lot of these issues, and you don't have to share if you don't want, but I know you're pretty honest. Was there any of these issues that have come up in the last few years, were they only stuff that sort of came through your teenage years, or is there sort of a history with you, you know, that needed working on as well? And is that part of the reason why you're continuing to be open, to be vulnerable, and to live out a part of your passion and purpose in creating Radiates?
Yeah. Look, health-wise, again, touch wood, like, I'm so great. There's, you know, nothing that I need to complain about or, you know, worry about. But I guess that's because I stay on top of everything. You know, I am consistently going to, you know, my holistic healers, I like to call them. Yeah. And, you know, that's the way, even if I don't feel sick or there's something wrong, I go because it makes me feel good. It's like people going to get a regular massage, you know. That's what it is for me, basically. So, you know, at least once a month, like a maintenance thing. It's like, you know, like you referred to cars earlier, well, our bodies we can refer to as a car, and they need maintenance and they need, you know, servicing and things like that. So that's how I treat, you know, my body. And and I make sure that, you know, I love to invest in my health and like for good purposes, and you know, the food that I eat and all those things, mentally as well. So, you know, I struggle sort of up and down. Like I'm great, but I just think sometimes, you know, to keep myself in check as well, because I can tend to, you know, overwork myself, and I'm a very high achiever. So it's, you know, it's sometimes it's a struggle for me to stay present in the moment, which is why I, you know, did also come to MindFit. And that's also what that activity did do for me. It made me come back into the present and not worry too much about the future, you know, and have that anxiety and have, you know, a panic attack and a fear of something and this and that. Like it was just bringing it back in. So, you know, I don't, you know, I'll probably check in every now and again, like I learn something or I have a therapy and a treatment. And then for me, it's just the maintenance after. So that's why. Yeah.
I love it because you know what your biggest strength is also your biggest weakness. And it's so like that for a lot of people. Like even through this podcast, there was a little point where you're that passionate and purposeful about what you were saying. You started to really speak a lot faster. but that's your strength. This is your passion, your purpose, your ability to speak about these things. But that's the same thing that draws you into like panic attacks and anxiety mode and stuff, because you're just racing. So it's, as you said, it's really important for you to stay on top of that, because even when you're focusing all on your strengths, that can like quickly become a really big weakness if you're not looking and maintenance and, you know, on top of those things.
I keep myself in check for that reason, for sure, because, you know, I've experienced many, you know, changing careers a few times now, but, you know, the biggest change was going out of corporate and into delving into finding what it is that my business will be. I always knew I was going to have a business, but what will that look like and what it is? And just leaving that corporate lifestyle was hard enough in itself because I was in it for that many years and, you know, and it was my passion as well. And it was, something I was good at too. You know, I made great relationships. I made great rapport. I left great impressions. So it was really hard to let go, but I knew it was time to let go. So that transition mentally and emotionally was quite a lot. And you almost feel like you've lost yourself because you feel like you're starting from scratch. And, you know, I thought I've all these years that I spent studying and building this career, am I really just going to drop it like that? You know? But there was something else in me that felt like, yeah, I am. I need to because I need to do something else. So, you know, and then doing that, you know, obviously, and then doing that cognitive reprogramming and really helping to strengthen my mental and emotional state to then move on forward. And then that's now I've got this business and I'm growing it. And it is a one-man show at the moment. And it's kind of like, and I'm grateful that I do have helping hands around me. But, you know, to keep myself accountable and to keep moving forward and, you know, with all the passion and everything that I've got and all the ideas, but just, you know, I could be up until, you know, 4 a.m. thinking of all these things I've got to do and making posts and connecting with businesses and seekers, and because it's international as well. So, you know, it's an online platform. So that's what you expect, really. So I'm always, but I then know to when I've come to the point, I know my red flags and alarm bells. And when I've heard that and seen it, that self-awareness, I just sort of stop for a minute and then go, okay, is this something I can help myself with and do the, you know, like things that I've learned to, like, you know, cease the anxiety and the stress? Or is this something where I need to go and see a practitioner again and just have a chat and see what they could recommend? Am I maybe lacking some vitamins because I've, you know, been so busy and stressed that my, you know, I'm a bit deficient in some sort of area, which that can then also relate to, you know, stress or anxiety and things like that. Stress and anxiety doesn't always come from physical presence of stress and anxiety. It can also come from the fact that you're just deficient in some sort of nutrients or having too much of something like caffeine or whatever it is. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's an immune response to a chemical balance within the body. The body is our bodies are chemicals. It's when you break down like that, you're like, oh, of course there's issues, to be honest.
Exactly,
I'll say this first. So all the in the show notes and throughout the post, we'll share about this podcast. We will share links to your Instagram, which you do some lives on, which is really cool as well.
Got a couple more to come this week too.
Cool. With some amazing people who do great things. It's always fun to watch, and I can tell you guys have fun doing them. And Facebook website and stuff like that. So I have all the links to that. So for those listening, if they want to check it out. My final question is with you, and it's different to what I usually would ask at the end. What is your dream with Radiates?
To help as many people as I can in the world. Like I want everybody to live happy, you know, and pain-free and enjoy their life, like have a life full of zest and joy and, you know, be living it out the way that they want, whatever that means and looks like for that individual. But I want everyone to know that, you know, everything is possible, basically. And, you know, you don't have to suffer. There is more to life than pain and suffering. And, you know, we're here to enjoy it and to just be. So that's my goal about Radiate. It's like I want to impact as many people as possible with that message, and for them to actually not just hear it and go, oh yeah, true. Definitely give that a like and a save. It's not about that. It's like what you said before. It's about having the knowledge and then the wisdom and actually embodying it. Like, you know, it's time for everyone to live and live happy. So
it is time. I think it really is time. What the last couple of years has taught us is that we need it and we all want it. So
yes,
I will finish on shouting out to one of your helpers and my helpers in creating what we've both been creating. That's Tommy.
Yes, good old Tommy.
Give him a shout out because he probably will listen to this one.
He's amazing.
What's his Instagram? Tommy Creatives.
Tommy Creative, yeah.
Yeah, so go check him out. He's helped you with a lot.
So much.
Yeah. And he helped me with the journal, which is coming out, and I'll have a discount code in the show notes as well. But, yeah, he's a legend. We spoke about him off air. He's humble. He's quick. He's consistent. He's caring. He's thorough. He's amazing.
Goes above and beyond. And honestly, when I say Radiates is a one-man show, and then I said I've got helping hands around me because I thought about Tommy and I thought, you know what? Like, he's basically on Team Radiates. He is like a part of Radiates. He not only done the branding and the website, but you know, a lot of my strategies that I, you know, I'll bounce off of Tommy. He'll give me ideas. You know, where he's very invested in Radiates as well. And, you know, then I was so happy to, you know, recommend him and pass him over to you. And the fact that you've had the same experience is just so heartwarming to me, because I know that that's the type of, you know, business that he is and the person that he is. It's just a reflection of all of that, that he's super passionate about his area of expertise and knows what he knows and does what he can. And if he doesn't, then he's, you know, again, the same what we were talking about before. He'll recommend you to somebody who does. So, yeah.
Thanks, Tommy. Don't get a big head, mate.
Yeah, that's right.
keep plowing away. Thanks, Serena, for joining us today. Really appreciate it. And, I know you're going to help a lot of people.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity. And I hope that all the listeners, you know, feel comfortable and confident now to come forward and, you know, get any help that they might need or, you know, be able to pass the message on to, you know, a loved one. So, yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Power, Strength and Vulnerability, the mental health podcast. If anything in this podcast has brought up difficult feelings, please call Lifeline on 13 1144. For any further information, or if you want to bring your story to life, contact Shane at shane@vitalityfit.com.au. That's VITALITYFITT.com.au.